Welcome to Midland Classical Academy's Good Night Dad podcast. Our promise is to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. Now here are your hosts, General Eccles and Brandon Schumann.
It is 2018. It is a brand spanking new year, Brandon, and we are back at the Good Night Dad podcast. I want to thank our listeners that made the journey with us last year and hope everybody did more than survive the holidays this year. You actually were intentionally engaged in pursuing Christ and discovering greatness as an MCA family. Brandon, today we're going to change direction from our typical audience that we're trying to address as far as MCA parent go, try to create a focus that's more of a podcast that we and you as MCA parents could potentially hand to a prospective family. Is that right?
That's right, General. And what we need you as listeners of this podcast, we need your help to get this podcast to families who you think might be interested in MCA. So the name of this podcast is Why Should I Send My Children to MCA? This is both for current families, because that's a question you should constantly be asking yourself. Back in the fall, Rachel Beard sent out a thing through the Classical Moms that said, find your why. And it's always good to find your why and know, here's why it is that I'm doing what I'm doing. So this podcast is for current families. It is also for prospective families, but prospective families are likely not listening to this podcast. And so as a true to form as a teacher, I'm going to give you a homework assignment, and that is to find one family that you think might be a good fit for MCA and invite them to listen to this podcast. Share it with them through an email or a text. But your assignment is to find one family that you think, you know what, MCA might be a good fit for them. Not that they have to come because they listen to this podcast, but go find a prospective family that may fit what MCA is about.
And Brandon, just to clarify, like we were talking earlier, we're not trying to bolster attendance. It's not like a membership drive or anything. This is finding a family that would really benefit, right?
That's correct. Okay. Yes, we're not trying to just suddenly drive up all of our numbers and things like that. But January is the time where families that are looking for new schools look to try to see what's out there. And at the end of January, actually on Thursday, January 25th, we have our open house for prospective families for them to come and just get a little taste and see, get to know some of us, get to see the school, see what we're like. And so on Thursday, January 25th, the grammar school has its open house at 6 p.m. And then the upper school has its open house at 7 p.m. in the Resource Center. So if you could get that to families before that, that would be great. But there's not necessarily a shelf life on this podcast.
Well, Brandon, what would you recommend to listeners right now as far as even considering or beginning to identify a family that would be a good fit, a potential family at MCA?
Well, we know that being a parent in this day and age can be really challenging. It can be difficult to raise godly kids who will grow up into men and women who honor God and then find success in their endeavors in life and know how to overcome failure. It can be tough. I mean, there's a lot of headwinds that are going against the tide. There's a lot of temptations and tempests that are out there that are just really making it difficult to try to steer your kid and help your kid flourish and become the godly man or woman that God intended them to be. And so that's hard. It's hard to try to provide that moral foundation when there's so many different temptations that are out there that can potentially lead kids astray or influences that can misguide them. What we're about at MCA is trying to come alongside and help you as parents in that endeavor, not reprogram your kids from what you want. Our founding philosophy is to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. At the grammar school, it said to partner with parents to instill Christ-like values. That's what we're about, is a partnership in trying to help parents do what it is that they're wanting to do for their son or daughter.
Yeah, that's good. One of the main things that we most appreciate about MCA is not just the contrast in the culture that MCA provides versus a lot of traditional schoolings or the world in general, but the positive aspects of that it's designed so that, just like you're saying, we can be the best, most involved, active parents that we can possibly be to best ensure the best results that we'd hope for our kids.
Yes. The big thing that we're doing is trying to instill values. Instill the values that you care about as parents, and where we're getting those values from, just so you know, parents, is we're getting these from God's Word. A verse that we constantly come back to on this podcast is Ephesians 6:4. It says, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." We're trying to point kids to the Bible, to where that becomes their moral foundation. for them to be able to stand and to really help them fall in love with Jesus and the things that God cares about, both now and for the rest of their lives.
So even if we got a listener right now that's thinking of a friend who's a father of a family that he might be thinking, well, this could be a good fit, but he knows that guy's response would be, I'm not really that strong of a Christian, or my faith isn't that great. Is that a disqualifier? Is this an opportunity to introduce them to this moral foundation?
No, General, that's not a disqualifier. What we ask our parents when they enroll their kid at the school is we say, these are the values we're teaching from. Are you okay with us teaching the Bible? Are you okay with us doing this? Do you give us your permission to teach these things? And if the parent says yes, then it can be a fit. And if they say no, then it's obviously not a fit. So values is one of the big things that we're going for at the school, trying to instill a solid biblical foundation. A second one is trying to help students find success in their future careers. This could be helping them develop academic skills, like learning how to think, learning how to read, learning how to study, analyze things critically, ask good questions, and help prepare them for college, even though we're not a college prep school, or help prepare them for life if they choose to just go straight into the career market. But what we're trying to do is instill values and then also equip students to be able to have the skills and knowledge and understanding and abilities to be able to accomplish the things they want to accomplish beyond their high school career.
We're actually building this particular podcast as a reference to give to somebody, but I want to remind our listeners, we interviewed Cliff Coleman late last year, and he speaks directly to what this particular issue is, the practical equipping that typical students from MCA get that give them a certain advantage, I guess, or a distinction within our community, just as far as discipline, maturity, the ability to speak and deliver, understand. These are real measurable results that make MCA students stand out in our work community here in Midland.
So if those are concerns that you have as a parent of how is my kid getting their moral values? What are the moral values? How can I help guide them through their elementary school years, their junior high years, the angst of their teenage years, and help them have a foundation to be successful on the other side? And how can I give them the academic chops to be able to flourish in society beyond high school, then MCA potentially could be a match for you because those are the things that we care about and those are the things that we attempt to do. And as I said earlier, we're not a college prep school. We're more of a life prep school. What we're trying to do is equip students to be able to live the life that God intended for them to live. The way we do that at MCA that's unique from a lot of other schools is through this idea of classical education. And we don't have time to just dive into all of the nuts and bolts of classical education, but I think we can maybe hit on a few.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And just once we get into the bullet points of classical education, again, we've got previous podcasts that just go back through the list and a little better foundation than what we can give now.
Sure. So what classical education, what it attempts to do is take advantage of the stages of learning. So as a child grows up, they develop mentally and go through these different stages. And the first phase is what's called the grammar phase, where a student is curious about everything in the world and they're just wanting to know, what's this? What's that? What's this? What's that? As you're just trying to haul your kids off to church maybe and you're running late, they just stop and see the butterfly or the frog that's hopping across the yard. And you're like, we don't have time for that because you're in a hurry. But they're curious about it because those are the things that are just popping up on their radar. And what the grammar stage does is it takes advantage of all of their natural curiosity about the things in the world and wanting to just discover those things and just help them just inundate them with a lot of information because they're like sponges that just absorb a lot of facts. The second phase, which hits usually around early adolescence, is called the logic phase. And that's where they really want to begin knowing the why of like, well, why is that the case? And they really start pushing the limits and testing things. What logic does is it helps organize the facts together and shows the relationship between one thing and another. And you can see how they fit together or don't fit together or how compatible they are. What the rhetoric phase is, and that really begins to hit probably about the time students start getting their driver's license, so around 16 years old, 17 years old, and that's where they begin to express the thoughts that they have in a meaningful way and articulate the logic that they've discovered, and they can begin teaching the things that they've learned. What we do with classical education is we try to take advantage of these natural stages. That's not to say that a grammar school kid can't ask a rhetoric question, or that you move beyond the grammar and you no longer need things like facts or accurate information to inform your thinking or your speaking. But we take advantage of these natural stages of the grammar, logic, and rhetoric. And just to throw a classical term at you, that's called the trivium is what that is. Another thing that we do is we really try to integrate all the subjects that we have. So we're not doing only history when you're doing history. You're trying to bring in, okay, well, what does the Bible have to say about this? If you're looking at history, you may bring in some things that the scientists, like what's the science of that age discovering, or what are they about? You bring in literature, philosophy. I mean, all these things just really integrate together. We don't compartmentalize the subjects because life is rarely compartmentalized in these nice, neat little cubicles. It allows the free flow of thought. Obviously, they're organized around these topics of things like history or Latin or et cetera, but there's not these barriers that are in place that keep you from crossing over. Another thing that we do, especially at the upper school, is we try to rely on as many primary source documents as possible. We're not real big into textbooks because the textbooks basically just water down information and say, here's what you're supposed to think, or here's the editor's gloss on this portion of history or science or whatever the case may be. And what we try to do is we try to look at these primary source documents. That's where the ideas originate from or emanate from. And you just go straight to the watering hole, so to speak, be able to allow that to be the fountain of thought and discovery. Here's what it is that Thomas Jefferson is thinking, or here's what Homer and what the Greeks were really like when you're reading through the Iliad. That just provides such a great fountain of discussion and great ideas and thoughts and debate. Those are things that we really try to emphasize and do as much as possible.
It's hard just to lay that out verbally by bullet point and it really amount to anything compared to what the true value of it is, as far as the what we've seen the process of that be for our kids from the grammar stage through the logic stage. And now, I mean, we've got one that's graduated, one that's a junior, and they are well into the rhetoric phase of this. It's difficult to sit down and just tell somebody why that's valuable. A lot of time you don't have to do as much talking as maybe you might think. People that you're going to be close enough with that you would like to invite them into this are going to be well aware of your kids, how your family's flowing and working. And they'll recognize that distinction. You don't have to go knock doors and sell it to somebody.
Sure.
Typically, in our experience has been they're coming to you, even if they're not asking about MCA, they're asking about qualities that they see in our boys is typically how the conversation starts. And MCA has been such a big part of that. We can't answer those questions without talking about MCA. It becomes intuitive and a lot more natural.
What I just did was just described a lot of things in abstract. I mean, it really is a taste and see. We have great staff that love the Lord and love discipleship. Those are among our core values of just really trying to invest in the Great Commission and invest in your son or daughter to help them become all that they want to be and all that God created them to be. And partnering with you to help you as you're raising them up with your values and your vision for their life. We're not trying to undercut or go against what it is that you're about as a parent. Yeah. We're taking our cues from God's word and you as much as we can. And that's what we strive for.
I'm just reminded, too, the Bible says to always be ready to give an account for the good news. I see that applying to this as well, just as parents. If you've been blessed by MCA, this isn't homework and it's not a mandate. I think it's a healthy place to be, to not just be equipped, not just be willing, to be eager to share the blessings that you've received is how I approach it now. And MCA has just been such a blessing to us and to our family.
Yeah, thank you for that, General. I mean, MCA is a blessing to me as a tutor. It really is a family and a community that is really trying to strive to become the people God wants us to be.
Yeah. I think back, too, to how we got to MCA. Nobody invited us. We had a long, I'll spare you the story, but a long set of circumstances that just kind of got us there. And by the time we were making that decision, we got to talk to a few families that had been going, and those were incredibly valuable conversations. Nobody invited us, I guess is my point. And had somebody invited us, I would be in great debt to that person for having made that effort because of the blessing that MCA's been.
If you are a prospective parent, just again, we invite you to come on Thursday, January 25th to the grammar school at 6 p.m. if you've got a kindergartner through sixth grader or an upcoming kindergarten through sixth grader and you want to just taste and see what the school's like. And if you have an upcoming seventh grader, eighth grader, or ninth grader, we invite you to come check out the upper school at 7 p.m. on that same Thursday. If you miss that date and you still want to come to MCA, it's not, you can't come. If you'd like to come, what Kathy Prescott, who's our administrator, told us is that just the three things you need to do to apply is fill out an online application and schedule a time to come up to the school to do your student evaluations. And then after those evaluations have been taken care of, then we can do a family interview. And those are the three steps that you take if you want to go from being just a prospective family to an enrolled family. If you are a current family and you are an enrolled family, just again, we invite you to share this podcast with somebody that you think might benefit from coming to MCA, or maybe you just want to send it to your Aunt Bertha, who's always like, why are you sending your kids to that crazy school? Happy New Year, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Goodnight Dad Podcast.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Goodnight Dad Podcast, brought to you by Midland Classical Academy. Engaging minds, pursuing Christ, discovering greatness.